This program does not create an attorney-client relationship between Moss and Barnett, a professional association, or any attorney appearing on this program and any caller or listener. Please remember that we can only give general information, and every case is unique. Always check with your individual attorney for any specific legal concerns. If you are in need of specific legal advice or are looking for an attorney, please do not hesitate to give Moss and Barnett a call at 612-877-5000.
This is WCCO's Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett.
Good morning. We are underway. It looks like it'll be a beautiful day here in the Twin Cities. Coming up in the spotlight, property taxes today. Yeah, property taxes. Our phone number on the program, as always, 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. Great program. Oh, by the way, a brand new feature on the program. You can text the studio anytime from anywhere. Text your question or your comment to 81807. It is Minnesota Law on a Saturday, presented by Moss and Barnett. Tom Schroyer has a day off. Boy, he picked a great day to take the day off. John Rossman joins us in the studio. John, great to see you.
Thanks, Steve. Great to see you. It's an honor to be here, and we have a great topic for today. I know a lot of people are thinking about taxes, especially this time of year with April 15th, just Wednesday of next week. And we have a guest today that's going to speak about property taxes and property tax appeals. Let me introduce that guest. That guest is Mike Etmond. Mike Etmond is an attorney at Moss & Barnett in the Creditors Remedies Department. Mike also works with property owners in disputing and appealing property taxes. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you, John.
You know, Mike, you just recently published an article regarding property tax appeals, and the title of the article caught my eye. It said, skyrocketing property values return to earth, property taxes may not. What you can do to make sure you are not overtaxed. And I'll start out by asking you, what can you do to make sure that you're not being overtaxed?
Well, the very first thing would be to just simply define how property taxes are determined by the local governments. Each year, cities, counties, school districts, and other taxing entities determine their annual budgets. Now, after removing any portion of these budgets that can be recovered from other sources, such as state or federal funding, the remainder necessary for the operations and services to operate these government programs comes from property taxes. Property taxes overall are determined primarily by the value of each property and how that value relates to the total value of all property in a taxable district, such as Hennepin County or even the city of Minneapolis. Then the assessed market value of each property establishes each property owner's share of that overall tax base, sort of your piece of the overall pie, if you will. Of course, there are other factors that are involved, but market value tends to be a very large part of that equation.
Sure, and as we know, property values have decreased substantially in recent months and in over the past year or so. How has that affected property taxes?
Well, the local government assessors do take into account and try to adjust market values as quickly as possible. They evaluate and adjust the market value for each year as of January 2nd. However, due to the sudden fallout in the real estate market nationwide, it's increasingly difficult for the assessors to adjust with the latest changes in the market. Each assessor may have thousands of properties that they're responsible for. Simply as a matter of resources, it's difficult to keep up. Essentially, if your property is overvalued for taxable purposes, then odds are you're paying a disproportionate share in property taxes.
What percentage of the value, generally speaking, and I know it varies from city to city and county to county, but what kind of thumbnail numbers percentage-wise would you use to say someone is paying in property taxes, both commercial and residential?
Well, as you said, it is going to depend on the exact type of property that it would apply to. For example, most residential property is going to be starting at about 1% to 1.5%. Each city or county may have other taxes that would apply depending on referendums, school districts, any of those. So it could effectively reach nearly 2%. Commercial, industrial, public utility properties tend to be overall between 3 and 3.5%, including some of those other factors. But again, it really just depends on where that property is located.
Okay, so I'm a property owner, and I get my statement in the mail, and I look at it, and I make the conclusion that this valuation is too high. What do I do next?
Mm-hmm. As most people probably received in the last month, an updated property tax statement for the taxes that they will be paying this year, as well as a proposed value for next year's property taxes. The first thing you want to do is really take a look at how that compares to the years both before and after. Did it decrease? Did it increase? Did you make any changes to your property that would have affected the value? Then you can compare that to other values and other properties in your area. Do they compare? Does it make sense? Do you have any characteristics in your property that would make it different from neighboring properties? Information like that is available for nearly every Minnesota county online. I would start by checking the county websites, depending on where you live. And then finally, take a look at recent sale information for properties in your area. If you live in a townhome, a lot of times you can find a comparable unit that may be exactly like yours. Then, of course, you need to adjust for any certain characteristics that your property may or may not have, as well as look at any listings for your area. There's a lot of good information there as to what properties may be selling for in the future. Check with the real estate brokerage websites that tend to have a lot of information both on sales and listings as well.
Okay, so I've gone through all that. Let's say I'm the property owner, and I've gone through that analysis, and I've made the determination that, sure enough, my property valuation is too high. What next?
First thing you want to do is possibly just contact the assessor and get the background on how that valuation was determined. They usually will provide some very good background on the property, any past valuations if you need that. If there were substantial changes to the property, you can even request a new assessment. By law, the assessors are required to personally investigate the property once every 5 years. However, that doesn't mean that within that five-year period, there couldn't have been substantial changes to the property itself. So it may require a new assessment, especially if certain parts of the property may have deteriorated in that time. If you're unable to reach a resolution with the assessor directly, you do have the option to appeal without going to court just by simply talking to the Board of Appeal and Equalization. Now, each city and county typically has such a board, and information regarding those can be found on your property tax statements. Basically, you would bring evidence of your valuation, whether it's comparisons to other properties and that, before this board. And they would be in a position to make that change in valuation. So there is some other things that you can do without actually going to court that may result in you finding still an amicable resolution to your valuation questions.
Our phone number on the program, it is Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett, 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. Property taxes in the spotlight today. Your phone calls always welcome, and you can text the studio. That's right. You can text from anywhere, anytime, right to the studio, 81807. That is 81807. Questions, comments, welcome. Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett, will continue in a moment. John Rossman is joining us in studio today. Also, our guest attorney, Mike Ettman, will continue in a moment here on News Radio 830 WCCO.
What's the next big story? You'll hear it here first. Depend on the award-winning news department of News Radio 830.
It gives me great information.
WCCO.
Minnesota Law continues, presented by Moss and Barnett. Tom Schroyer, our regular host, has a day off. Sitting in today is John Rossman. Great to see John. Mike Ettman is in studio today. Reducing your property taxes, issues, and deadlines in the spotlight today. Our phone number on the program, 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. We also have another option. You can email the studio if you wish. You can go to our website and find the button to email the studio or text. You can text to 81807. That's 81807. Your questions, comments are welcome. Let's go to the phones. Mark in Mendota Heights, you're on the air. Hello, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm buying a second house, and the current property tax statement says $260,000 for the value. and I'm buying it for $185,000. What's two questions? What's the soonest I can get that valuation changed and thus the property tax lowered? And then also, what is the non-homestead property tax gonna do to me?
All right. Thanks, Mark. Hold on the line.
Okay, Mark. Well, to address the first question as to when the valuations can be changed, if you have not yet purchased the property, the last valuation was probably done January 2nd, 2009. What you can do in the meantime, if you don't want to appeal it, but you still want to see if you can get that lowered for this year, would be to contact the assessor directly and discuss it with him or her. The how the property taxes are figured is that the assessor creates a valuation as of January 2nd, for example, 2008. The property taxes that we're paying in 2009 are based on that 2008 valuation. So in essence, you're paying the taxes a year later. So if you're purchasing the property in the near future, you would be paying the taxes on that next year. The valuation as of January 2nd, 2008 is what those property taxes would be at for the property taxes due this year in 2009. With regard to the difference between residential homestead, it's also going to depend on if it's seasonal recreational property and a couple other factors that way. The rates themselves are relatively close. When you compare the overall percentages in that, it's still going to fall between 1 and 2%. Obviously, depending on where the property is, there may be some additional taxes on it. But that tends to be essentially just take a review of the property tax statement. And if you have any questions, contact the assessor first before deciding if you want to appeal it or not.
Mike, a couple of follow-ups on that. And that was a great question. A couple of follow-ups on that. First of all, what is the deadline for appealing property taxes? And secondly, can a person who hasn't actually purchased the property yet appeal the property taxes?
Sure. The deadline to appeal property taxes, and I'll use an example, the value set January 2nd, 2008 for property taxes that we're paying now in 2009, the deadline to appeal those taxes for this year is April 30th. It's always April 30th of the year that the taxes are actually payable. For example, the valuation from January 2nd, 2009, you could appeal all the way up to April 30th, 2010. So if you're looking at appealing any valuation from 2008, your deadline here is the next few weeks. So it's going to be very important to work fast on that. You may not have time to go through all these other discussions with the assessor and that. You may just have to almost get the appeal in first and work through the details later. The second question is, when does a property owner or otherwise have the ability to make an appeal? Really, it depends when that property owner creates an interest or entitlement in the property. So, for example, if you've already signed a purchase agreement on the property, you could make the argument that you have an interest in the property and could file a tax appeal for the taxes for this year, regardless if the property doesn't even close until possibly May or June. The argument could be made that you have sufficient interest in the property to go ahead and file the appeal by April 30th of this year.
Phone number on the program, Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett, 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. You can also text the studio at 81807. That's 81807. Let's go to Jerry and Egan. Jerry, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, one thing. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll risk myself being stupid, but I see something on TV, and maybe you can really tell the honest truth of it. You know, where you pay back taxes and get houses with no monthly mortgage, if that's just a bunch of garbage, or whether, you know, people can get that information themselves or a real estate guy will do it. I just wanted to know what's the honest truth of that. And I hope if I'm being stupid, it'll keep other – I didn't do it myself, but if I'm being stupid, at least maybe you can give us the real truth on this. So I'll hang up and listen, and thanks a lot.
All right. Very good, Jerry. What's the story?
Well, Jerry, I wouldn't say you're being stupid at all. There's a little more to it than simply just paying back taxes on a property and becoming the owner. Now, the taxes on a property are typically owed to the county, sometimes through the city, but usually directly to the county in that. The state also has an interest in them as well. Typically, before any transfer of the property could be handled from one private owner to another, the city or county would have already had to seize the property for failure to pay on those taxes. At that point, you're working with the county on transferring the ownership of the property to yourself. So I would start by contacting the county and seeing what properties are available. Of course, in certain situations, many of these properties go to auction. And no, if there's, for example, $5,000 in back taxes and the property's worth $100,000, it's unlikely that you're going to be able to pick up the property for $5,000.
It is Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett. John Rossman is our host today. Mike Ettman is in studio today, reducing your property taxes, issues, and deadlines. We have the news and weather coming up in a moment. We have a number of calls lined up. We have Jane, Pat, Gordon, and Becky all waiting to get on the air, and we'll take their calls following a brief news and weather update in a moment. You can call the show 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. You can also text the program as well, 81807. It is Minnesota Law, each and every Saturday at noon, presented by Moss and Barnett, available online at moss-barnett.com. This is News Radio 830 WCCO. Welcome back. It is Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett. Each and every Saturday at noon, our phone number is 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. That line is open. We've had very busy phone lines on the program as well. We're also getting texts to the studio. It's a brand new feature. You can text our studio anytime from anywhere. Text to 81807. Your comments and your questions are always appreciated. John Rossman is the host of the program today. Our guest, Mike Ettman, reducing your property taxes, issues, and deadlines. Let's go to the text. We have a couple of texts that deal with the same topic. And let's just start at what is a good amount to start with an appeal? If you feel like what your property is worth and what it's being assessed at are way off, what's kind of a guideline there?
That's a really good question as to when the valuation differences between what you feel it should be and what it actually is assessed at should be worth considering an appeal. First thing to remember is that property taxes are only about 1 to 4% of the total property value, depending on the type of property. So for these questions, I'm going to assume they're probably talking residential property, so it'll fall in that 1 to 2% range. If you're looking at a valuation question of how much to reduce the taxes by, they basically pull out your calculator and first look is to see what the benefit would be. Now, a few hundred dollars could be a substantial amount when you're looking at that. There are filing fees associated with an appeal for property values fitting a specific guideline. Residential homesteaded properties under $300,000, you could file an appeal for as little as $150. Of course, you also have your other time and expenses, which could include an appraisal involved with that. For commercial property and more valuable residential properties in that, the appeal fee just to get in the door is $240. Again, you're going to have some other charges associated with that. So really, I would start and just say, look at a cost-benefit analysis is what you really would save at the end of the day should you be successful on your appeal. A lot of that you can just do by taking out a calculator and figuring out how much you stand to save.
Mike, and one thing you mentioned earlier was talking to the assessor first. In these types of scenarios where you have a valuation difference of $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, like you said, it's a substantial amount of money, but some of that's going to be eaten up by the costs of filing. Would it make sense in these types of scenarios to call up your assessor first and plead your case directly to the assessor without paying the filing fee?
I think so. The assessors are there to help and to answer questions. And if there's some very similar properties where it should be somewhat evident that you may have a good case for an appeal. The assessors will be looking to consider that and answer your questions, or at least explain why your valuation is what it is. So it's always a good place to start, and for the most part, it's free. So if you can start there and at least get some of your questions answered, I encourage you to do that before you pull out your checkbook and start handing over money.
It is Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett, available online at moss-barnett.com. To the phones we go. Jane, you're on the air. Jane, thanks for waiting.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call. I live in an area of Minneapolis that was recently reassessed, and my property taxes jumped by 30%. And the majority, $1,500 out of the $2,200, is set for tax increment financing, along with the other $6,000 that had been there before from last year. What is tax increment financing? Is it something that is all of Minneapolis pays that a proportion of their real estate taxes to it?
Great. That's a really great question. And with respect to tax increment financing, that can relate to a number of different issues. I think what you're specifically referring to in your scenario is some type of situation involving an assessment where the city is allowing you to pay that assessment over a period of time. Generally, when you're talking about tax increment financing, that's a situation where a city will allow the assessment of taxes to be paid over a period of time to encourage property owners to either make improvements or to otherwise remain in the area.
All right. Very good, Jane. We go next to Pat in Rosemont. Pat, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. See, the question I have is, without being nosy and asking your neighbors what their evaluation is and what they pay in taxes, is there a way to find out?
All right, Pat, is there a way to find out what your neighbors are paying, or is that public record?
Absolutely. It is public record. Okay. All the assessed values are public record. Pat, if you have internet access, I would start by going to the county website and searching for the property taxes. A lot of times you can type in the property information by address, and it will give you a history of the valuations, current and proposed valuations for pretty much any property in the county. It could be your neighbor adjacent to you, across the street, even a block over. So the county will have all that information. If you don't have internet access, depending on how busy the county is in that, you can call over there. You could even just stop by and deal with it directly, and they will be able to pull it up for you. Like I said, it's all public information. It's readily accessible. There's really no secrets to it or anything that way. So, it's definitely not a problem.
Phone number on the program, 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. Our lines are very busy. We invite you to give us a call. If you're not where you can call, but you can text, by all means, text the program, 818-0781-8087. Your questions or comments are welcome. We go to Gordon next. Gordon, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. My question relates to the valuation of ag property. I'm in Hennepin County, and I have properties both involved in or enrolled in Metropolitan Ag Preserve District and also Green Acres. And my valuations are going up from $2,500 an acre last year to $4,000 this year, based on, from what I understand from the tax assessor, a state law that allows the Commissioner of Revenue to set the tax rate. And I guess he bases it, or they base it on some properties that were sold for ag in western Minnesota. And my concern is those properties that they're basing it on may have been valued for speculation, who knows, hunting property that somebody may have speculated on and says, yeah, I want to have my 1,000 acres of pheasant land. So I'm questioning, how would I go about appealing that? And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, yeah, well, the process itself is relatively similar to any other type of property appeal. Of course, agriculture property is treated slightly differently than a regular residential or commercial property. You mentioned also the green acres part of the land, which is kind of a situation that sounds like you're getting into somewhat, where in the recent years it's happened that contractors, designers and that are buying tracts of land right next to agricultural property. They're comparing a $4,000 an acre agricultural property to a $30,000 residential lot, of which, of course, when it's adjacent to agriculture property would skyrocket the value of the agricultural land. And it sounds like you're saying that you already do have some protections under the Green Acres provisions intended to keep the property values lower. In your situation, before you get to the appeal, again, if the increases in valuation are just made for this year, not from the 2008 valuation, but the proposed 2009, I would start by contacting the assessor or the commissioner that you mentioned and trying to get an explanation, see what the comparisons they used were. If it's from Western Minnesota, get an idea of what that is, where it was. Also determine if there's any property or agricultural land by you that would be a better comparison in that situation, and find out if, one, their property values are increasing like yours, and two, if not, try to figure out why they weren't increasing by yours. That should be information that the assessor or commissioner would be able to provide to you. If at the end of the day you really don't get anywhere with that, it may be worth investigating it further, possibly even with an attorney, to figure out if your property is being appropriately valued.
All right, phone number on the program, 651-989-9226 or 1-866-989-9226. More calls in a moment. Back to the text. You can send us a text message at 81807. We appreciate that as well. The question is that we receive via Hip Cricket today. Can you please explain the process of obtaining a property tax refund? How about that, Mike?
Well, the refund comes at the end of the day, after the appeal is completed. What the process typically goes is when an appeal's filed, you will try to work out a value with the assessor. If it ends up going to trial, or if you reach a lower value with the assessor that everyone agrees upon, the county will go back, fix its records, and then refund any amounts that you've paid to the property taxes for that valuation period back to you. Here's the catch, though, is you need to, and it's a must, continue paying all of the property taxes at the valuations determined by the assessor while your appeal is pending. Failure to do so could mean that your appeal is dismissed automatically. So it does work from a refund standpoint, as in you'll get the money back if you win your case. Sometimes it may take a year or two before your case is even heard. So throughout that time, you need to keep paying your money. And if it's a 1 year or 2 year that you've paid in property taxes, you'll get refunds from both years. That's not the problem. But you want to make sure at least that those property taxes continue to get paid so you preserve your rights in the appeal.
I wanted to jump in. You brought something up there. It is a key, even if you're appealing your tax, to pay the tax that's been assessed. You don't want to make your own decisions on not paying a particular tax because you disagree with it.
That is absolutely correct. It's not a subjective opinion as to what you think the value is. So you have the burden. The property owner has the burden of convincing the assessor and very much the county what the value is of the property. Not only if you fail to pay the taxes could your appeal get dismissed, of course, then you also deal with late fees. You also deal with assessments on the house, liens against the house by the county. All of those things take place. So an appeal is not a right to stop paying the property taxes. It simply preserves your rights to get the property taxes corrected in the future.
All right, back to the phones. Becky, you're on the air. Becky, thanks for waiting.
Hi, I have a question. My Property tax, there was a statement sent after they sent the original statement, and it said that the value has changed on the house. And my question is how that is, you know, I have an escrow that's on my loan that pays the property tax. How do they adjust for that? How is my original statement, which says the original amount, fixed so that the new amount will come out, or when does that happen? And so how do they know how much to pay and when that changes now that this new statement came out?
All right, very good, Becky. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Becky. Well, a couple different questions in there. Is first of all, your escrow or whoever's handling the escrow will get copies of those property tax assessments. If not, they'll just go online. They know exactly what it is to pay. Typically what happens, and from my own personal experience, is that they will adjust within the year. If the taxes lower, they'll adjust your monthly payment a little bit lower. If they need to raise it, then they'll go ahead and raise it by that slight monthly amount so that always what's being held in escrow is appropriate to the property tax being paid, which is also why you tend to pay about 6 months ahead of time anyway, so there's always that reserve in there.
All right, very good. Mike Edman joining us in studio. John Rossman is the host of the program today. Tom Schroyer is off. It's a lovely day. We have more on the way, more calls, and more texts as well. It is Minnesota Law presented by Moss and Barnett. Available online at moss-barnett.com on News Radio 830 WCCO. It is the final segment, Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett. If you go on our website, you can ask the attorneys at Moss and Barnett a question. You can find it on the Minnesota Law page. Once again, that is WCCORadio.com if you want to ask the attorneys at Moss and Barnett a question. Well, phone lines have been very busy. We've received a number of texts on the program as well. Brand new service available, 81807. Send your text directly to us in the studio today. Let's go to the phones right now and talk to Sharon in Eden Prairie. Sharon, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, good morning. I have a question about contract for deeds. Can you answer it?
Does it relate to property taxes?
Well,
maybe no. It's another program. All right, Sharon.
Okay,
hold on the line. Let's bring in real quick John in Sauk Rapids. John, you're on the air. Hello.
All right. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question on, and it's similar to what another gentleman was talking about, the Ag Preserve and the Green Acres program. I was told from the Carver County assessor, and I have a farm in Carver County, that the property is now turned over to the Department of Revenue, and they are basing the assessment on agricultural land that's sold in five counties, Rock, Nobles, Lyons, Pipestone, and Murray. And it just doesn't seem fair. I wonder how they can base it on those five counties when this land is completely different in Carver County. They did say that Carver was assessed at 100% of the rate of land that sold in those five counties. A county like Benton County, the ag land is only assessed at 40%. Coochiching is assessed at 20%. Can you answer my question?
All right, John, guys.
Well, John, you raise a number of really good issues involved on all this. Sorry, John. Yeah, you raise a number of really good issues. First of all, you are correct on the whole part about the Department of Revenue kind of taking the lead on this in the comparisons to other counties. As to whether or not it's fair, I mean, that's a very difficult question to answer. I would start by trying to contact the assessor again or the commissioner and really getting their take on it and how they're handling it. Unfortunately, if the revenue department chooses to make that consideration, other than appealing the value or at least questioning the value, there's not a lot you can do if they've chosen to take that action. Of course, you could try to go through the legislature or something like that, which tends to be a lot more of your time. But initially, I would start just by trying to get some more information on it. Exactly what properties are they using? Exactly what counties are the values really grossly overvalued compared to what you believe it should be. So there's a lot of questions out there. Whether or not it's inherently unfair, I just can't answer that for you. But maybe John has some other.
Yeah, Mike, I was thinking that this would be a situation where potentially the property owner, after gathering that information from the assessor, would want to consider an appeal, because these are the types of issues that can most readily be determined on an appeal.
I would agree with that, that these are issues that you may want to take a deeper look at and possibly look at appealing if the properties really don't reflect what the market value should be.
And the deadline for those appeals is April 30th.
April 30th of the year the taxes are payable, yes.
All right, we go to Jim real quick. Time is tight here on the program. We've had a lot of calls and a number of texts to the program today, and we really appreciate that. Jim, you're on the air. Hello, Jim.
Hi. My question is, I purchased a bank-owned property in September and moved into it, and my taxes came out this year, and the assessed value of the home is $110,000 more than what I paid for the home. And I talked to the county about it, and they said that on foreclosed properties, it doesn't matter what you paid for the property. They don't count that towards the assessed value. And I just wanted to know if that's true. And if it is true, what are they going to do about all these foreclosed homes and the property values of the other homes that surround them?
All right. Very good, Jim. Thanks.
Well, Jim, that is a question that's going to be coming up over the next couple of years quite often. From the assessor's standpoint, they are correct in telling you that most property market values are determined by an arm's length transaction, meaning they're two disinterested buyer and seller that basically oftentimes go through a real estate agent or that and create the transaction. Now, if you mentioned you went through a bank-owned property, other comparables could be distressed properties, short sales, any of those types of situations. So for the most part, assessors are not considering those property sales to be part of the market value. Of course, the argument could be made the other way. I think you have a great chance of at least considering an appeal on this. Obviously, compare it to other values in the area. There's some good potential there, despite what you bought it for, that other sales that were arm's length could support your position.
All right. Time is very tight. Real quick, Mike, what should people do if they need help and they feel like they're being wronged in their property taxes?
Take a good look and understand what the valuation is, where you think the valuation should be. If you have any questions, start with the assessor or through the Minnesota Tax Court websites. There's a lot of answers there. When all else fails, look into contacting an attorney or other real estate professional.
And we'll have links to those websites hooked up to our website as well.
All right, very good. That is moss-barnett.com once again. John Rossman, great to see you. Mike Edmond, great job. A lot of great calls and texts to the program today. It is Minnesota Law, presented by Moss and Barnett, each and every Saturday at noon here on News Radio 830 WCCO. We'll talk to you next Saturday.